Parisian Sparkle is sparkling around your computer and perhaps your smartphone. Good evening. I've just decided, after a short depressive stage, perhaps due to this full moon and the storm, I've decided that my book, which is almost finished but not still done, I will try to distribute it on the Amazon. I will see which bookstores. My main purpose is to reach a target, people who really are interested in what my activity is about, spreading the word on topics that usually are taboo and it's hard to talk about in the everyday life. This podcast perhaps will be more than one podcast about trauma recovery, and I will introduce you to the hero's journey. It's taken from the web. It's probably an interdisciplinary journal. Let me see. From Scholarship, Richmond, part of the Psychiatry and Psychology Commons and the Public Health Commons. The authors are Brenda Keck, Lisa or Liza Compton, Corey Schoenberg, Tucker Compton from the Trinity Episcopal School. It's all the reference I have about. Okay, abstract. Trauma survivors who choose to enter into trauma recovery may be viewed as individuals embarking on a hero's journey. Historically, many of the coping strategies utilized by individuals who are experiencing post-traumatic stress have been viewed as inherently disordered and personally dysfunctional. An alternative perspective of these behaviors calls for an examination of strengths present within trauma survivors, suggesting a reframe of their symptomology as ingenuity in coping during adverse circumstances and an appreciation for the difficulty of living with traumatic memories. This article highlights the challenging process of trauma recovery as it parallels Campbell's metaphor of the hero's journey and its stages of departure, initiation and return. The historical conceptual framework for understanding psychosocial and lingering impacts of trauma is reviewed, an alternative strengths-based perspective in the examination of trauma symptoms is proposed, and potential positive outcomes of post-traumatic growth are discussed. Finally, a trauma survivor's personal story of her hero's journey towards post-traumatic growth is presented. Imagine a man unwilling to leave a burning building. From one perspective, his choice to linger near danger appears foolish, reckless, and nonsensical. However, if we consider his action in the context of a self-sacrificing purpose to save a trapped child, our view of him is transformed. Ultimately, our perspective of a person as either a hero or a fool rests on what we understand about the context and the conditions of his or her decisions and behavior. How then are heroic behaviors distinguished from irrational behaviors? How do we define heroism? Heroic action shows a willingness to take on physical or social risks that go well beyond what is expected. In their extraordinary capacity to face and survive seemingly insurmountable circumstances, heroes transcend considerable fear to enter a challenging and precarious situation, despite clear obstacles to engagement and without obvious path of escape. The hero's journey. Here we go. In his iconic book, The Hero with a Thousand Faces, Joseph Campbell, 1949, expands the concept of heroism beyond the idea of a single brave action. He lays out a clear, recognizable path to heroism drawn from universal components, distilled from the myths cultures across the world. In what he calls the hero's journey, or the monomyth, Campbell describes a process which begins when an ordinary person like you and me is called away from a safe, familiar world to a journey on an unknown and dangerous path. Upon stepping across the threshold into the adventure, The traveler is faced with a series of trials, tests, ordeals, and victories through which he is ultimately transformed into a different kind of person, a heroic person. In the final stage of the journey, the hero returns to the world from which he began, changed from ordinary to heroic. Defined by three stages, the traveler experiences one developmental and transformative milestone after another, each requiring a new level of strength and courage. Despite its fictitious nature, the metaphor of the hero's journey provides applicable and relevant insight into the personal metamorphosis that occurs within individuals facing adversity and trials. A closer look at the hero's journey reveals a framework from which we can consider the path of recovery for trauma survivors. Stage 1, the departure, begins with some life circumstance that serves as a call to adventure that will require courage to accept. It is not uncommon for the traveler to initially refuse the call due to a fear of potential dangers. The encouragement or inspiration of a mentor provides supernatural aid in the form of resources and guidance, which is often the impetus needed for the would-be hero to find the courage to leave behind all that is familiar and embark on an unknown journey. Stage 2, initiation, is characterized by a series of trials, tests, ordeals, and victories. As the individual wrestles with each new challenge, she learns to rely on new allies and develops personal abilities. Each obstacle serves to strengthen and transform the traveler. This stage is often characterized by a final challenge that feels like a death, from which the traveler emerges reborn as a hero with enhanced strength, wisdom, and knowledge. In stage 3, return, the transformed hero is beckoned to re-enter the ordinary world with the gifts of enhanced wisdom and knowledge, both through her experiences. Perhaps reluctant at first, the hero is summoned from the extraordinary journey back to the life of the ordinary. This return often involves another life and death moment for the hero. Once achieved, she is now the master of the worlds as she passes the threshold back to her community. Campbell describes the transformed hero's increased wisdom, strength, inspiration, or other resources as elixir, which can be used to bring restoration to the world. The hero has come full circle and now serves as an aid to others as they begin their journey. Her personal journeys become an offering of inspiration and hope in the service of others.